I know this guy's very, very busy. It's Rich Cimino. He is our county commissioner for Grand County, one of them. And he's on the line taking a little time to talk to us this morning. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Steve and Stacy. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Stacy, how are you doing over there?
Doing great, thanks.
She's doing great.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad to get the chance to talk to KFFR listeners this morning.
Yeah, I miss you having your 80s radio show on the air, but we'll get you back as soon as we can.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's like therapy for me. You get to play DJ. It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. For our listeners that don't know, Rich is one of our newest DJs, and he was just starting to crush it, and then we had to kick him out. But we'll get you back for sure.
Okay, thank you.
So what's happening with the county?
Well, I have some important good news I'd like to start out with. This is on a lighter note, on a happy note. We were really pleased that New Zealand led the world in letting everyone know that Mission Essential status has been granted to the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. Now, I want to give some extra guidance to Grand County households. So the Easter Bunny is being creative this year. And if you have young listeners or parents listening with children, the creativity of the Easter Bunny is such that if eggs are critical or eggs are really more important for food, the Easter Bunny might find different households hiding rolled up socks or maybe hiding stuffed animals for the children to find. You know, there's going to be some different things this year. So each household might try something a little different. And we welcome the Easter Bunny, and it's going to be very safe. And we look forward to that this weekend.
Rich, okay, whatever you say, dude. I'm not going to spoil it for the little ones out there right now. Just look forward to the Easter Bunny. Might look a little bit like Rich Cimino, though. But you have a direct line with that, so that's important. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, man. And so I just want to jump in and kind of talk a little bit about where the county's at, and so where the listeners can understand how things are happening right now in the county. On the 14th of March, the county declared a public health emergency, and we set up an incident management team. That was 3 weeks and 3 days ago today. So we're in our fourth week now, and this team is in charge of all the county's responsive. We have doctors, first responders, healthcare professionals that are part of this team, and they are evaluating every situation and any orders, such as hotels and short-term rentals can't be rented anymore by non-essential people. They did that last week, and any actions they take is that team, and it was set up by the commissioners, but and I'm getting lots of calls, which is great, and emails, but a lot of people are still asking the commissioners to do stuff. And we're saying, yeah, we'll pass your request on to the IMT, but they're the ones that are experts and are evaluating everything and deciding which policies to enact or not enact.
How many people are on that team, Rich? Do you know, roughly?
Yes, I do. There are over 60 people, but the positions are more like 20 or so positions on a given day. And it can go 24/7. Right now, it's mostly daytime. A little lighter crew on the weekends as we measure the cases. They've been staying low, thankfully. So they're ready to flex up if they need to. Over 60 people ready to go.
Okay.
And, yeah, so you guys covered that Governor Polis yesterday extended the statewide stay-at-home order until April 26th. So we have that to prepare for and continue this through. And like you guys said, it does appear that social distancing is working. And washing your hands does work. So implore everyone to keep up those activities and just stay safe. We got a little bit more to go. This is the CDC document, the hammer and the dance. This is the hammer right now. We're trying to hammer down this virus, and then we'll figure out a dance to slowly come out of it and bring our lives back to normal safely.
You know, Stacy was just reading something out of the New York Times. They were talking about kind of the road back, and it did involve testing people to see who's got it, who's had it, and the people that do have it, kind of tracking them and seeing how they're doing, even if they're not in the hospital, and also the people they've had contact with. Is there any plan from this team for future for doing any testing?
Absolutely. They have so many plans. They've got from when a first plan or a first idea is offered, they've got this option board, and they're keeping track of everything. So I can't tell you how many plans they have, but they're developing the ones that are needed right now, which is more on the hammer side. I haven't been briefed yet exactly, and I don't think we know yet, quite frankly, exactly how we'll dance out of this. But testing will be critical. I was talking yesterday to the director of public health, and the idea in general is that once we establish that we've definitely plateaued or we're past the peak and cases are going down, we want to carefully dance out of this, we'll have to test people, and there'll be protocols then to test incomers. You know, people coming into the county will be tested, and if they have the virus, they will be ordered into self-quarantine or asked to go back to their home of origination if they're on a day drive. And I think we'll be able to keep venues safe, keep business locations safe, detect people when they get a symptom and get them, keep the cases from becoming an outbreak, keep the cases isolated. That's the general idea as I understand it, but there'll be more details as we approach that point.
Okay, looking forward to hearing more on that. When is the peak expected? Do you have any idea? Are healthcare professionals sharing any of that data with you?
They are. You guys already covered it, though. Things look pretty encouraging right now. The county has administered 75 tests. 63 have come back proven negative. And so I think that shows it's really hard, as a lot of our residents know, to get a test. There's a strict protocol to get the criteria to say a public, your doctor, your primary care provider will say, I will write you an order for a test. That's only happened 75 times. And of those, they passed all that criteria. They met every measure. 63 of them did not have the virus. So that's really positive news for our county. We're still holding at 4. We don't expect, no one knows the future, but just yesterday, the public health director, and she was quoted in Sky High, she announced that we don't think the county has peaked yet. We think there will most likely be more cases, but we're watching day by day and we'll see when it happens. So no, we don't think we've peaked yet. We have no date projection when we will peak. We're just watching it day by day, and it'll kind of be more of a self-evident thing once we passed it.
Yeah, I think it's probably challenging to know how many people have it if you don't test everyone. And I know in San Miguel County, they're testing every person that lives in the county. Pretty interesting there. Also in that Sky High News article, they were talking about preparations for expanded capacity for dealing with some kind of peak that's indeterminate in time. We don't know when that's going to happen, but it sounds like there's a pretty robust effort in expanding capacity.
Yeah, we were discussing this before the March 14th Public Health Emergency Declaration, and I just really applaud the IMT commander, Fire Chief Brad White out of Granby, and Bryn Belo-Ledoux, and our sheriff, and Dr. Darcy Zielinski, and so many others that are on that team. The basic strategy is to expand capacity. We have it ready now, and we got great cooperation with Winter Park Resort, and so that Vintage Hotel could be a great place. It's kind of interesting dealing with a public health emergency that's a pandemic, because most of our planning was for natural disasters or train crashes where you had more of a mass casualty situation, and it was always centered around or a weather emergency. Use gymnasiums to house people, use cots, but gymnasiums have shared restrooms, so that doesn't work for a pandemic. And so we had to scrap the gymnasium plan, although we do have the Middle Park gym ready to go, more for public health workers and a place they could go and not go home to their house if things get bad. But the hotels, man, they've got a bathroom for every room. So it's more of a perfect place to safely isolate folks and not have them sharing a restroom. And so Vintage is ready to go, Denver Health Clinic for isolation, and that Middle Park gym, as Stacy already covered earlier.
Sounds like a pretty big effort. Talking to Rich Cimino, he is a Grand County County Commissioner, and he's on the line with us right now at KFFR. Really appreciate that, Rich. I'm curious about that effort and why that wasn't included in the press release from the county. It was all about masks, and then in the newspaper there's this big article about this big effort. How does the Sky High News get that information, and how do we get it out to a broader reach of the public?
Well, that your show is one of them. KFFR would be a great outlet. That was done yesterday during our regular Board of County Commissioners, BOCC meeting. We did it on Monday this week because today is election day in the county, and our county clerk and recorder needs to support the election. Those are the towns of Winter Park, Kremling, and Grand Lake are having elections today. So we had our meeting on Monday, and it wasn't, we didn't announce it well till just yesterday. That's when it was approved. It required release of funds from the commissioner. That's one of the things we're still doing. Again, back to that IMT construct, statewide in Colorado, when counties have emergency, they declare an incident management team, and they take over policies, and the commissioners have two jobs at that point: give them resources like money, and then number two, stay out of the way. So, you know, that's what we did. We approved the resources for those three measures. It was not official until yesterday, and it was streamed live for the public to hear. If you were online, you could have heard that live. And so the Sky High News report is very fresh.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So that, I imagine some of that data will get into the daily report coming up tonight, perhaps.
Yes, I think so. That's again, that's the PPIO team and the Joint Information Center. There's a lot of acronyms, but yeah, hopefully they'll be including more of that information, you know, as it's ready to be included in those daily reports.
A lot of moving parts, and you know, the virus has certainly taken over the news. But talk a little bit about the election today.
Okay, so yeah, it's just the towns of Kremlin for their town trustees and mayor, and Grand Lake town trustees and mayor, and Winter Park same town trustees. I think, and you'll have to call it the towns later, Steve. I think Winter Park, they don't vote for the mayor. The trustees appoint a mayor amongst the trustees. But, you know, the towns are independent government units, and they handle that. But, yeah, those three towns are having elections. There is safe polling in person by Grand Lake and by Winter Park. Kremlin is all by mail, so they're not doing polling in person. But trying to keep it safe and trying to let democracy continue. You know, the government business goes on as best we can.
Yeah, we did have the Winter Park clerk and recorder on a couple days ago, and she was telling us that there's a commissioner, or I guess trustee election. I think there's six running for three seats or something. So, and they were talking about doing safe polling, essentially. So if you do need to vote today, you can contact the clerk and recorder in Winter Park and still participate.
Yeah, so please be safe, folks. But yeah, if you today's the day to vote, so let your voice be heard if you live in those town limits.
Rich, I really appreciate you coming on. Is there anything else you want to add this morning?
If I could, Steve, I'll try to be quick. But yeah, I just want to cover, a lot of folks are talking like you did today about other counties. And so I'm friends with the commissioners of San Miguel County. They have 10 positive cases now. They are doing blood testing there. It's with the startup, and it's will be interesting to see what they're able to learn from that. We did evaluate that testing here, and it would have required, it's all voluntary, blood tests to be taken once a month for 3 months, and the conclusivity of the results haven't been measured yet. And so it does look positive. I do hope the best for them, and it may be something we use in the future when we learn more about it or have safe protocols to draw that much blood from that many people. But our number one priority right now with the INT is to protect our medical personnel and first responders, and so we're trying to minimize the contact they're exposed to throughout our policies. Also, real quick, Steve, if I can, Gunnison County, they're the first county to take a measure of not only prohibiting the rental of short-term lodging in motels like we have, but they also prohibit second home owners from occupying the properties they own. And I talked to county commissioner there, and there are no roadblocks in Gunnison County. There's nobody blocking the road looking for a driver's license to prove you are a resident of the county. It's a messaging hope only. It might be effective. It is quite a bit of a controversial policy there. I've had a lot of our residents, and maybe some of them are listening, who hear about this, and some are very desirous of closing Grand County and quote-unquote locking us down. And we have looked at that and what it would take and what it would expose our police to. And we also, I just want to share with the folks, our first plan for any patients who need hospitalization is going to be to transport them to the Denver hospitals. That's our first plan. And then if they get full, we'll hospitalize here. If we get full here, we'll use the vintage. This is all thought out to really handle a surge way, way down the road. But I don't think it's overall good to have a county-by-county fend-for-yourself approach. We need Denver, city and county of Denver. And if some of them own property here, they're coming up here, they need to safely social distance. And we just need to cooperate statewide, not be a us versus them approach. I would ask the public to consider, please.
Very good point, Rich. And it should be noted also that the testing in San Miguel County was paid for by a local billionaire in the Telluride area. So a local billionaire footing the bill for that, and that's probably a relatively big expense. I didn't realize it was three tests over 3 months. So there you go. They have some dough, and someone's stepping up and paying a little extra to get that extra testing.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Really appreciate this. And if you're wanting me back, let me know.
Okay, Rich, we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. Thanks again for all your efforts, and good luck.
All right, have a great day.
You too. That's Rich Cimino, our commissioner for Grand County, on the line with us this morning.